On the record, we've reported allegations about a representative who suggested sexual acts to a colleague and tried to force her home with him. In another claim, a senator grabbed and slapped an aide's buttocks multiple times when she walked down a hall inside the state capitol. Another allegedly repeatedly leered at an intern, making comments about her clothes and lingered and touched her shoulder.
We can't let this become normalized. We have to realize we're navigating in hazardous waters. There are icebergs out there, and we don't know their depth or their breadth. We need to be very careful about investigating and believing women and affording due process.
That's Jennifer Droback, a law professor at Indiana University and a national expert on sexual harassment. She's been tracking the Me Too movement closely and says accusers now have a new power. Their numbers.
We need to fix faulty report procedures and institutions that retaliate against target victims and that enable predators to continue to do this without consequence.
The movement began with allegations of sexual misconduct against Harvey Weinstein, reported in the New York Times and New Yorker. Since then, people have been exposed from all walks of life and all industries. Bree Franklin is the executive director of the Colorado Coalition Against Sexual Assault. She says the media attention has helped some people feel like they can come forward and be believed.
It's continued to have momentum, and where oftentimes we see something happen and it's on people's radars and in the media for a little bit, and then it kind of dies away.
But for those who make allegations, there's a long road ahead.
When we start challenging that norm and saying, well, actually, this isn't okay, and this behavior, which kind of has been happening for so long, is not actually okay, you're really starting to shift culture, and that can be hard.
Just two of the women at the Capitol who have filed complaints were willing to be named, Representative Faith Winter and former lobbyist Holly Terry. They allege Representative Steve Lebsack, a Democrat running for state treasurer, sexually harassed them on separate occasions. Lebsack has denied any wrongdoing and has refused calls to resign. Holly Terry says despite all the media attention she's attracted and social media comments and the reaction from Lebsack, she doesn't regret doing it.
There's a subset of men who objectify women, and they do it over and over and over again to different women. But there are also men who would never do that. I hope the total group can start modeling what the respectful men do.
One woman who works at the Capitol told us, on the condition that she isn't named, the building is a highly political environment that has a lot of pitfalls on reporting these types of things and then trying to work with those folks who may be the perpetrators of some bad things. Yet she's divided. Speaking up could also stop misconduct by someone. It could even get that person some help. Professor Droback says coming forward may even be more critical when it comes to elected officials.
There is no boss other than the electorate. So you have to have a different kind of system. This confidentiality doesn't work with public office because if voters don't know, they can't deliver consequences.
In the corporate world, someone facing a credible allegation of sexual harassment can be quickly fired or forced out. NPR's top news executive resigned when allegations of sexual harassment became public, and Minnesota Public Radio terminated its contracts with Prairie Home Companion creator Garrison Keillor after allegations of inappropriate behavior. At the legislature, the process is more complex. As Representative Lebsack has refused calls to resign, a fellow Democrat, Representative Matt Gray, is seeking to oust Lebsack from office.
Folks in my district who I hear from do not want that to stop with politicians. They see it happening in the business world, they see it happening in the media world and in journalism, and they absolutely don't think that politicians who engage in the same kind of behavior should be exempt from the kind of consequences that we see in other places.
Gray plans to introduce a bill that would require a two-thirds vote to remove Lebsack. Senators Randy Baumgartner and Jack Tate, both Republicans, also face sexual harassment complaints. Both have denied any wrongdoing. Those coming forward have confirmed to us that they have filed formal complaints. The complaint against Tate comes from a former intern who wishes to remain anonymous, but wanted it known that she was filing a complaint by providing a copy to us. She hopes more people will stand up and complain if they have allegations.
And originally I said that I didn't want to, and that was not something that I would be interested in. But as I let it kind of sit with me for a while, I decided that it was the best way to kind of speak about it.
She says her experience made her feel like she couldn't wear her favorite green skirt or work at the Capitol doing her internship.
And a couple times I would think, like, am I sure? Like, am I absolutely positive? And every time I would think that, I would just be reminded of every comment. Like every time he made me feel uncomfortable, and so uncomfortable that I decided to stop doing something that I really enjoyed doing.
After she filed the formal complaint and voiced her allegations, she says she felt the ability to let go. She told us that she's wearing her green skirt again. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.